Hi, Kaylin.
Thanks for calling.
My name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
That is good. Were you or any loved ones ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Depo Provera?
Oh, honey, listen. I have a case.
Oh, you already have an attorney?
If someone will take my case, they're going to love me. Let me tell you something. My doctor, Dr. Harold Moses Jr., he's a very great doctor in Vanderbilt. He's my multiple sclerosis doctor. He's also a cancer doctor. I've got all the records from him, including, you highlighted where we had found the tumor. It's a Shawana tumor. And since I have been recently, it's not related to the EMS at all, which he states. I'm not able to work because of this in the last, I'd say year. It's gotten really bad.
Yeah.
I was on Depo for, from 2000 until 2012.
Okay.
I had no idea. I mean, nobody did. And my Dr. Moses telling me one day, what is this? Because he was checking for lesions in my spine for MS. No lesions for MS, but there was that.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
It was, and I just looked at the record. And I do have everything that you're going to need, and they're ready to cooperate fully. So,
yeah.
Okay. This would have been in 2015.
Okay.
It's in a spot where they cannot operate on it at all. They cannot go in, and it's on the nerve fibers of my neck, okay?
Is it meningioma of the brain, or is it of the spine?
No.
It's of the brain.
It's the brain and spine. It's kind of
okay. Right where they meet.
You'll see it.
No worries. And then that would have been around 2015, correct?
Yeah. And it's between where they said where it was located towards is the C1 through the C5. So yeah. It's gotten bad. It's gotten very, very bad for me.
Okay. All right. So that was meningioma of the spine?
And brain.
So it was both.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. And then just to confirm, you would like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit. That is correct?
Yes, because you know what? That's crap.
No. Yeah,
I mean, I was on it for so long.
No, yeah, you were on it for, what was it, 12 years or so? Yep, 12 years.
Oh, my God, yeah,
and
a minute.
you do not already have an attorney assisting you, and you can affirm you have not signed any paperwork. That is both correct.
I have not, correct.
That is both correct, okay. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States. That is correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
3/17/78.
And I am sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma of the brain and spine. And then, do you know anybody else that was affected by Depo Provera in similar ways that you were?
I don't right now, but I'm very sure there's going to be plenty.
Yeah.
Also, my mom started the Arms of Love Crisis Pregnancy Center here, so she's familiar with, like, Planned Parenthood and the Depo Provera thing and all of that. And I remember when I first got my Depo shot, and it was at the clinic. And I remember them telling me that it would be okay, everything was fine. Nobody knew. Nobody knew any of it.
And your first shot would have been 2000 or so, correct?
No, yes. In fact, I've been racking my brain trying to remember all of the gynecologists.
You just have to give me the... No, we'll get to all that. You only need to give me a facility. We'll figure it out here in a
Dr.
second.
Dr. Don Marie Riley, and I did send some
here, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a second. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll get all that from you. And then you did consume the brand name Depo Provera. That is correct. All these are going to be redundant.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All these I know you're probably yes, but I have to ask. And then you did use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum. That is correct?
Yeah.
And within that 1 year, you can confirm you had 4 injections, correct, prior to diagnosis?
Oh, yes.
And then used it between 92 and present day, which would have been 2000 to 2012. That is correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then I know this is redundant as well, Kaylin, but I know we're speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, I'm a female.
Thank you, female. Thank you. Kaylin Watson. Kaylyn and last name Watson.
Yes.
And then what is your social? If you don't feel comfortable
No,
providing the
yes,
whole thing,
no,
you can
it's
give me
fine.
just the last four.
Yep, it's 373-909627.
6 to 7. And then email I have is your first name, 17th@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then this is, of course, is the best number to reach you on, I take it. And this is a cell
Yes.
phone.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text with a link on it with a DocuSign once we finish. And then that will complete that. And that'll give the lawyers permission to basically start pulling these records and get the case started. Okay.
Okay.
And I'll send it to this number. When the lawyers do reach out after we finish the documents, when would be the best time of day? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Anytime, really. I'm
Any.
like I
Okay.
said, I'm not working right now.
Okay.
I'm trying to get this to the end. It's very hard.
Yeah,
It's
no, I get it.
international.
No, I
It's
understand. And I'll put afternoon then, just because that's basically any time. And then, would you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
I prefer a call, but
Call,
they could
okay.
text. They could do any.
Any, okay. I put phone preference, and then they'll text if they miss you. And then, real quick, the Depo-Provera was administered by the doctor or medical staff?
Well, at first, the doctor could do it, but then after a while, you would just go get it and do it yourself.
Oh, you, he would give it to you. You would yourself?
Yeah, the first shot or two, when I was first on it, they would do it.
Right.
But then after, I think it was around after like, what's so weird, 2008, around there, they started letting you just go get the stuff and do it yourself at home.
So it was both though. So the med they
Yeah.
started beginning and then later on yourself. Okay, let me put that in the note.
Which is strange. But like I said, the tumor, and all that with Dr. Moses, I have those records already. I already got them hands down
Okay.
from him right away. They can get them from him too as well, but I'm just saying,
Yeah,
I
no,
have them.
you're good. And then there are medical records that do exist. Not that you have them on hand, but the hospital would have them or a doctor would have them, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Nope.
That.
I already knew that one from what you said earlier. I just had to confirm. One second. All right. And then how many times would you say altogether you were injected with the Depo-Provera?
Oh
10,
my
15,
God.
30?
A ton.
Just an
Let's
estimate.
see. An estimate, we can put like over 30 times if you feel
30.
like
I'll put 30. No,
I
you're
mean, not
good.
to be over exaggerated, but I
No.
mean, seriously, a
No,
long time.
it makes sense if you were using it that many years.
Yeah.
And then what is the facility you got administered the Depo-Provera? Was it
Oh my God, see, that's when I'm having trouble. I have been,
the
okay,
doctor
Dr.
or
Don Marine Riley, Dr. Riley, that's
doctor,
in
what
Tennessee.
city? Tennessee?
McMinnville, Tennessee. She's
McMinnville.
my last gyno.
Yep, I found her.
Yeah, and she would
Dawn Marie,
know.
right?
Yes, she's at Namaste
Okay.
OBGYN. And she would know. I mean, somebody can get my records from where the first and who and what and when.
But she does have, Dawn Marie would have a record of you taking Depo-Provera.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So there'd be record of that. Okay, Dawn Marie.
Absolutely.
Okay. At 159 Omni Drive, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got their number here. I'll paste that. One second. Oh, whoops. I put the address same as the facility name. Whoops. What's the facility name? It's just her name. Okay. You got that. And same place it was administered. It was prescribed at Dawn Marie. She'll have a record
Yes.
of that. Okay. All right.
You should, yes,
Dr.
absolutely.
Riley. 159 Omni Drive. What pharmacy do you go to?
It's not open there anymore, but it was a family pharmacy. I have to remember the name of the pharmacy.
Is it in McKinneyville as well?
McMinnville. It was, yes, correct.
Okay.
It used to be there. They closed it. It was a mom and pop shop, but Walmart Pharmacy is the main place.
Now you go there. Okay, Walmart Pharmacy. And it's in the same city, I take it, McKinneyville.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
Even the pharmacies would have records of all my depot too. And that's the thing that I, when I had talked to my mom, I said, Mom, I can't remember all the doctors over the years. It's insane.
No, you just have to know one of them. Like we got, like how we have Dr. Riley Spine, or you just have to know the hospital.
Yeah, and she said the hospitals, she said the pharmacies would know for sure.
Yeah,
and
let's see,
Walgreens and Walmart pharmacy. I used Walmart pharmacy for years.
Okay, I'll put Walmart down. I'll put Walmart. And then to the meningioma, the tumor, did they obtain that diagnosis through CT scan, MRI, or both?
Yeah, sure, with that contrast, and it was MRI. And you can get those records from Dr. Harold Moses Jr. It's going to be the Multiple Sclerosis Clinic in Vanderbilt, near Vanderbilt. I can see the direct line.
3810 Bedford Avenue.
Yep, Suite 100.
In
correct.
Nashville. Okay, I found it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Oh yes. And I you specifically when you that request the records specifically according to the tumor, I got them and highlighted.
Oh, they know.
Exactly.
The lawyers know exactly what to request. So, they know.
Yeah, and the day I got the exact, I highlighted that where it shows it. And the funny thing is, Dr. Moses said it wasn't a big deal, but when I read the notes, what gets me mad is it says critical. Please alert critical. And I thought, what if it was critical?
Oh, really?
Why didn't you tell me? That. Because now I'm having so many.
Sorry.
Like, I'm talking right now. Like, I can't. Feel my head. It's really bad.
No, I get it. It's tough. And he's a neurologist, correct?
And it shows, yes. Okay. And it shows on there in the notes. And the same scan, it says that the lesions of the brain and everything for the MS is normal. But the T2, okay, the Shawana, isn't. What is this? What is this, he says. And it says critical. Okay. If it was critical back then,
And is Dr. Harold, he's the same one that's treating you, correct? He diagnosed you and he treated you?
Well, and he didn't treat the tumor.
Yeah.
He treats the multiple sclerosis he has.
Right.
But he looked right at me in my face and said, well, we don't know. Frankly, I can't operate on it and I can't get to it. So, we'll just keep an eye on it and see if it gets grows and bigger or not. Okay.
Have they given you any medication or anything like that for the meningioma?
No
medication.
No.
Have you received any treatments for it?
No.
They're just keeping an eye on it.
No one can treat it. Yep.
On it.
Okay. And I'm down here in Illinois now. I haven't been in Tennessee since. See, I moved away from there. 2019.
Okay. And
I haven't seen a doctor since because I'm so pissed off about it.
And you were never hospitalized for the meningioma, correct?
No.
Okay.
That, I was hospitalized for relapsing MS.
For the MS, but not the meningioma.
No, because nobody, it was a shock. It was, what is this? Why is this here? Oh,
right.
No big deal. But yet in the notes, it's critical. I mean, what? I'm angry.
No, I totally get it.
I feel like
it.
I've been lied to,
No, that's. And then if needed, the doctor's office would have the records, correct?
Absolutely, I have them too.
Yeah. Oh, you have them too. Okay. All right.
And I got them straight up online. Vanderbilt's got.
No, no. Here the lawyers will get them. They just want to know. Mm-hmm. And then, would you like to add an emergency contact? It is not necessary.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's their name?
Mm-hmm.
Live with you or not with you?
No, they are not with me, but they can get. They're in the same town.
Okay. Yeah. What's their name?
Jennifer. It's the first name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Miller.
M-I-L-L-E-R. What's her phone number?
Let me get me her phone number.
Grab it. And she's a friend, acquaintance, I take it?
She is someone I trust. She's actually the person that alerted me. I had no clue about this.
To get a CT scan and stuff?
I had no clue.
Oh, in regards to the lawsuit? Okay.
She knew. And I'm like, how did she hear about this? Because she knew about what was going on. So,
right.
With me anyway. Okay, here we go, sweetie.
You're good.
Smartphones have made us nerdy and lazy. Okay. It is area code 419 487 1843.
419 487 1843.
Yes.
And then I'll leave the email blank and the address blank for her because all they need is her phone number. That is fine.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then let me confirm everything with you. I'm going to send you the documents via text. We'll complete them, and then the lawyers can get started on this for you. Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to also ask you, what is your best physical address?
My physical address right now is
Okay.
623
Mm-hmm.
South Main, and that's just an S and an MAIN straight, and it's in Brighton, Illinois, 62012.
62012. Brighton. And this is a house, no apartment number or
It's a
anything.
house.
Brighton. There we go. And that is, how do you say the county? McAlpin?
I know, it's like Macoupin.
McCoupin. Okay, I was close.
You're closer than most people, I know.
Yeah. Okay, and then let me confirm all of this. Hold on. All the information. Basically, everything we just went over, I just want to make sure I spelled everything right and got everything marked the correct way. I let you, of course, know the call is recorded in the beginning. You'd like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, do not have an attorney, and can affirm you do not have an attorney and never send any paperwork with another firm, correct?
Yes.
All right, that is all correct.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, and it was meningioma of the brain and the spine. That is correct?
Yes.
All right. And the diagnosis date would have been roughly 2015 or so.
Yes.
All right. And your date of birth is 3/17/1978.
Yes.
Right. And you consumed the brand name contraceptive Depo-Provera, that is correct. And then used it for at least 1 year and four injections within 1 year before diagnosis. That is all correct.
Yes.
Yeah, I know we went over all this,
Oh,
but I'm
yeah.
just trying to
No,
get
I'm
it. Yeah.
laughing. He's like, yeah, get
Yeah.
up.
And then
Yeah.
start date 2000, stop date 2012. You, of course, are a female. First name Kaylin, Kalyn. Last name Watson, Watson, and no suffixes or anything like that, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then is it okay if I repeat your social?
Evening.
3739096 27.
Yes.
Okay. Email is kaylin17@gmail.com. This is the best number to reach you on. Best
Yes.
mailing address, we just went over this, is 623 South Main Street in Brighton, Illinois, 62012.
Yes.
All right. And then the medical staff administered it, and then later on they gave you the shots to administer, and it was around 30 injections all time in your life. One of the places was Dr. Riley, and that was on 159 Omni Drive in McKinneyville, Tennessee, 37110.
Yes.
And she also is a prescriber. And then Walmart Pharmacy I have down here, and it was the one on 915 North Chancery Street in McKinneyville. All
Yes.
right, that's it. All right. All right. And then they require, they requ they require, sorry, requ I almost said required. They obtained the diagnosis for the meningioma through MRI, and that was Dr. Harold Moses Jr., and that was at 3810 Bedford Avenue, Suite 100, Nashville, Tennessee, and he is a neurologist.
Yes.
All right, and then he is also the one that treated you, and they're just keeping an eye on it currently. And then same address and everything for that, and no previous cancer diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
All right, that is all right. And then never hospitalized for the meningioma, and then there are medical records that do exist, and you have them, and the hospital has them.
Yes.
Okay. And then I put the emergency contact does not live with you, Jennifer Miller, Jennifermiller, phone number 419-487-1843, and that is your friend. And then I left the email and address blank because that's not needed. And then I put in the notes too late that later on they gave you the here later on they gave PC the depo shots to give herself at home. You're one of the few people I've actually spoke with that they always did because I hear that, but I've now I've spoken with like one or two other people. I'm gonna send
Yeah,
you a
they
text
did.
right now.
They
Yeah, no.
switched it because of insurances. That it was so weird. That,
Oh, because it saves you, I
oh
guess,
yeah, it saves them or does something. I don't
before
know.
they can bill more. Yeah, I sent you. I just sent you a text right now. It'll
Okay.
say my name, Jeremy Perlman, wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
And then you'll want to click on that link. And when that link opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent.
Yes. Hold on a second. There it is. I got you.
You're good. Take your time. There's no rush.
I'm trying to see this. I need light. Hold on a second.
No, you're good. Take your time.
I got to find my glasses too. My
You're good.
eyesight. I'll tell you what, in 1 year,
No, you're good.
I'm going blind. It's freaky. And I shouldn't be doing this, even with a mask. Like, I have relapsed reading. It is. No.
This is a quick thing. It's one signature, and then after that, it's just tap, and then it takes about a minute or two. And then after that, it can give them permission to start pulling your records and reach out to you, so they'll be able to start the whole case. Let me put it here.
Hold on a second, honey.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm just gonna adopt the signature. Usually they let you.
Yeah, you can always do that. Yeah, you can always select a style. Exactly. And then let me get the information to the attorney. Once you do hit finish, I'll send you all that. Is Ben Martin okay? Search, make sure I'm sending you the right one.
I just finished that one.
Yeah, you're good. That is the only one. I'll send you a text right now. One second. Yeah, I got the email. You completed it. And then I'm going to text you right now from my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in basically by next Tuesday or Wednesday, give me a call back on this number. I'm going to text you from right now. 1 second. Just to confirm, 217-730-4465, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Deborah Rivera. Okay, here you go. And then I just text you from my number. I think their area code they'll be calling you from is 909.
Okay.
That's why I didn't send the number. I can send it to you in a week, though. I can get it if you don't hear from them. You should hear from them. Just be on the lookout for their call. Or if they don't hear from you, if you miss the call, they'll send you a text or leave a voicemail. But if you don't hear from them, please don't feel shy to send me a text or call me in a week. I can always reach out to them and get an update or transfer you over to them. But they're just going to start pulling records or maybe ask you to send them records. Most likely they'll just pull them from the hospital because it makes it easier on you. And then they'll start the case. And then, besides that is it for now. Just be on the lookout for their call. I do thank you so much for your time, Kaylin. I am very sorry for what you're going through with the meningioma and the Depo Rivera because it very well could have caused it. You were on it for a few years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. You're doing well without it. I know it of course, is not, the best thing, but it sucks. It's like one of the only words I could use. It's not like the best word, like the most beautiful.
It's a pain
word.
In the ass. I can say that though.
Yeah, you can say it. Well, you can say what I would like to say exactly. But I do thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day. And like I said, feel free to text me or call me on that 949 number if you have any questions or you don't hear from them. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you for your time, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye bye.